This is the Therapy in a Nutshell podcast. I'm Emma McAdam, a licensed marriage and family therapist. These episodes are filled with research-backed therapeutic education that you can start applying in your life today. I hope you find today's episode beneficial, and if you know of someone who could benefit from this podcast, please don't hesitate to share it. Let's work together and share tools everyone can use to help deal with the difficult mental health struggles they're going through. Each podcast episode comes from a corresponding video. You can find them on the Therapy in a Nutshell YouTube channel. Also, these podcasts are educational and don't replace the advice or direction you may be receiving from a therapist or other health professionals. Please enjoy the episode. In this video, you'll learn how to use your breath to calm anxiety using the vagal break. Okay, so anxiety is a state of your nervous system. It's when your autonomic nervous system is activated. This can be triggered by an actual danger, a real threat in the present moment, but just as easily by a perceived danger, a threat that you imagine, that you worry about, that is so far removed from a physical threat that you don't even realize why you're having a physical response. The autonomic nervous system is the part of our nervous system that we don't directly control. That's why you can't just say, calm down, and it works. Except there are people who can. They've literally trained their nervous system to calm down upon command. So let's explore how you can use breathing to send a message from your body to your brain that you are safe and turn down the anxiety response. Now, we're going to be exploring our anxious and calming responses in our body. If you want more feedback from your body, you can get a heart rate monitor or like a smart watch and watch what happens to your heart rate as you do this. Or as we experiment in this video, you can just find your pulse and explore what happens. Okay, so we're going to start by just exploring what's going on in your body. So place one hand on your chest and one hand on your stomach, and take just a few breaths naturally. Just do it how you would normally breathe. And what do you notice? Which hand moves? For many people, their shoulders lift or their chest rises and their stomach is tight. For other people, they hold their breath. Notice how it feels when you're holding your breath. A lot of people hold their breath throughout the day, and it's something we naturally do when we're scared or tense or uncertain. It's an aspect of the freeze response. So just notice yourself breathing right now. Okay, just pay attention to your heart rate for a second, if you can. Now, take a few fast intakes of breath. This is an activating breath. When we're startled, we take a sharp intake of breath. What do you feel when you do it? For many people, this activates, it increases your heart rate. It's something our body does to prepare for action. So my heart rate just went up. Now, hold your breath and sigh. Like that. This is a natural tension release. It's built into your nervous system. It releases tension instead of acting it out. So you might catch yourself doing this when you're feeling frustrated or upset. Something like that. Okay, now we're going to explore heart rate variability a little bit. And for this one, it is pretty important that you find your pulse. So currently I'm just pushing really gently on my wrist here with two fingers, and I'm noticing my heart beating in my wrist. Okay, after you found your pulse, pay attention. I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of slower breathing. And I want you to pay attention to what happens when you breathe in. Try to breathe in for 4 or 5 seconds and then breathe out for 4 or 5 seconds. close your eyes. Okay, I'm gonna have you breathe in for four, hold for four, and then breathe out very slowly for five. So let's try that. Breathe in, one, two, three, four. Hold for four, two, three, four. Breathe out slowly for five, two, three, four, five. Okay, we're gonna do that again. And I want you to pay attention to your heart rate when you're in that holding pattern. So in slowly for four. One, two, three, four. Hold for four. One, two, three, four. Hold and breathe out slowly for five. One, two, three, four, five. Did you notice what happened to your heart rate? Can you notice a change in your heart rate? So breathing in, you might need more time to practice this, and I know this is a short video, so later you can practice this, but breathing in increases your heart rate. Holding your breath also makes your heart rate go up, and long, slow out breaths slow the heart rate. They send a message from your body to your brain to calm down. This is kind of two-directional messaging. Your mind can tell your body to be activated or relaxed, and your body can tell your mind to be activated or relaxed. And what you notice there, when you breathe in, your heart rate increases, and when you breathe out, your heart rate decreases. This is called heart rate variability. It is essentially your vagal tone. And people who have healthier nervous systems actually have a higher heart rate variability. There's a bigger difference in their heart rate between when they're breathing in and when they're breathing out. And we're not going to get all technical on this, but you can use heart rate variability, which is also known as vagal tone, to measure how strong your parasympathetic response is. Okay, so now that you've explored how changing your breathing changes your body state, let's talk about how you can use your breathing to calm anxiety. Okay, and a quick reminder, like with all aspects of anxiety, you can't force it. You can't, like, if you find yourself trying to force yourself to breathe deeper, or getting anxious about your breathing, or struggling against anxiety, like, drop the rope and go back to your default mode of acceptance. And notice and allow the sensations to be there and just say, bring it on, body, bring it on. Because trying to force yourself to calm down is essentially telling your body that its own sensations are a threat. It's putting yourself into perceived danger. If you find yourself thinking, I can't feel this way, I have to calm myself down, then you're sending a message to your brain that you're in danger from your own sensations. So if you find yourself doing this, take a step back and go back to willingness. You can make space for your feelings. You can feel them and be okay. Sensations won't harm you. Fast breathing and sweaty hands won't harm you. So, that being said, you can't push a rope, but you can pull it. If you are gentle and compassionate, you can escape the anxiety cycle by using your body to calm your mind and turn on that parasympathetic response. So there's a lot of benefits training yourself to breathe for anxiety. So New York Times reports that consciously slowing your breathing to between 5 to 7 breaths per minute at rest can help reduce blood pressure, regulate heart rate, and lift mood. Researchers have also reported that breathing slowly can reduce chronic pain, stress, and depression, and bolster fitness and energy levels. One study found that even just focusing on the way you naturally breathe when paired with other mindfulness practices was as effective as drugs to treat anxiety disorders. So what's happening here? Your body has a feedback loop. It uses the vagal nerve to send messages from your brain to your body and from your body to your brain. So when your breathing slows, it sends a message to your brain that you are safe. You can turn off the anxiety response now. This reaction is called the vagal break. So the vagal break is your body's built-in system to slow heart rate, lower blood pressure, regulate breathing and digestion, and help you relax. So there's a lot of things you can do with your breathing, but there are two things I'm going to teach you right now. You can calm your body down in the moment, but the more you practice slow breathing and other parasympathetic exercises, the more you strengthen your vagal tone. It's like the muscle that you can use to calm yourself down. And monks who train for hours every day, they can change their heart rate with a word or a thought. And to a degree, you can learn it too. So let's learn the first most simple exercise for anxiety, and that's belly breathing. So belly breathing, or diaphragmatic breathing, triggers the parasympathetic response in your nervous system. So it can be easiest to learn this exercise when you're lying flat on your back. So I'm gonna give you the explanation of how to do that first. You can also learn to do it while sitting in a chair. So lay down flat on your back, try to loosen up just a little bit, and place one hand on your chest and one hand on your stomach. See if when you breathe in, you can allow your stomach to raise first before your chest raises. Feel the difference between breathing with your stomach expanding instead of breathing with your chest. Okay, the next thing to notice while you're laying on the floor is to just take really gentle and slow breaths in and out. Breathing in too deeply or forcibly can cause some people to hyperventilate. So focus more on just allowing your stomach to move gently up and down, loosely moving without lifting the shoulders. And again, you're trying to get your stomach to raise first. It's okay if your chest raises afterwards. And if you find yourself feeling a little bit faint or hyperventilating, try just using slow breathing. You don't need to gulp in a lot of air and fill up too full. Just slow your breathing down to 4 or 5 seconds per breath. And the other thing to watch out for is breath holding. So you want to imagine as your breath comes in and out that it's like a wave going up and down with a smooth, rounded top and bottom. Allow yourself to breathe in and out. Now, because when people try to practice breathing with their belly, they sometimes breathe in too deeply, we are going to instead focus on my preferred technique for breathing. And you can do this sitting up or laying down. So my preferred technique for breathing for anxiety is slow breathing or paced breathing. And the goal with paced breathing is to simply slow the breath and lengthen the out breath. And this might take a little bit of exploring to figure out what's the right pace for you. So we're gonna start with counting in for 4 and then out for 6 and then pause. You just wanna find the right pace. And again, like I said, if you imagine your breath as a wave, you want it to look smooth and steady with gentle peaks and valleys, not with sharp starts or stops or breath holding. And as you breathe slowly, remember to relax your shoulders and allow your stomach to rise. I'm gonna link in the description a couple of videos that will guide you through this paced breathing exercise. There's also apps you can use, and you wanna just practice this several times a day. I'll link some good ones below. So paced breathing, in for 4, out for 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just gentle and slow breathing. For some people, they might want to lengthen that to 6 or 7 seconds on each end, in and out. And for other people, shorter might be better, 3 or 4 seconds each direction. Let me teach you one more way you can use breathing. So if you're non-forceful with yourself, you can use slow breathing during a crisis or a panic. So if you feel yourself getting worked up, you can remind yourself to breathe slowly and gently. And sometimes this can help you calm down in a stressful moment. Or for example, if you're doing exposure therapy work, or you're preparing to do exposure therapy work, like when you're doing imaginary exposure, you can use slow breathing to reduce your anxiety. And the cool thing about slow breathing is it can move your brain waves into an alpha rhythm, which is like relaxed but alert at the same time. Now again, with all of these breathing techniques, we can't force it. If you find this backfiring, if you find yourself getting anxious when you try to slow your breathing, take my course on how to process emotions, because it means you're getting stuck in a struggle. I've also got a series of videos at the end of this course about how to deal with panic attacks. Okay, and lastly, it's just important to remember there's a difference between a coping skill and an exercise. A coping skill might help us calm down in a moment or get us through a difficult situation, but an exercise is something we need to practice regularly to build up strength. And as I said earlier, you can actually measure the strength of your parasympathetic response, which is also known as vagal tone, through your HRV. We talked about strengthening your vagal tone on day 22, but the important thing to remember is that if you want a resilient parasympathetic response, you should practice slow breathing throughout the day. So you want to trigger yourself to use slow breathing multiple times throughout the day, because this trains your nervous system to have a strong calming ability. So that's what I mean by exercise. We practice calm breathing multiple times throughout the day, and that strengthens your parasympathetic response. You shouldn't just wait until you're anxious to try slow breathing. If you do want to practice this, I'm going to encourage you to take a full week where you practice doing slow breathing on average every 15 minutes throughout the day. You can use the app Lotus Bud to remind yourself to do this, or some other app that has a reminder. And this is going to be a little bit difficult at first, but soon it's going to become a lot more natural to notice your state and then trigger that relaxation response with a few slow breaths. So that's how you use breathing as an exercise to increase your nervous system's resilience to stress. We can strengthen our vagal tone by practicing breathing a few times each day. So again, our vagal tone is like a muscle. What we exercise, we get more of. If we exercise our parasympathetic response, it will help us get better at calming down. So it's important that you don't wait until you feel anxious to practice slow breathing. Use it throughout your day to regulate your nervous system and train your parasympathetic response to turn on. This is one of the most effective ways to use breathing to manage anxiety. Okay, I hope this was helpful. Thanks for watching and take care. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found something you can add to your daily routine that makes your life just a little bit better. If you want to learn more about topics like how to process tough emotions, how to change your brain, how to build better relationships, or support someone you know with a mental illness, then check out my classes at therapyinanutshell.com. And if you feel like these podcasts have been a benefit to you, please leave a rating so others can more easily find this content. Thank you so much and have a great day.